Do you want to know what's annoying me this morning? Of course you do. Reviews. I went to the supermarket. I believe I mentioned this. I believe it is not actually an odd occurrence. I am reliably informed that other people also do this, so I probably don't have to paint much of a picture of this amazing incident. I bought food. Also normal. No one is surprised. Hands up if you're surprised. See? No one. So, imagine my joy when I come back from the supermarket, having got over the appalling checkout etiquette, but since, as we all know, I'm very calm, a very calm person indeed, so there's no lingering axe-wielding, hatred murder going on, none at all. I believe you may remember, if you listened last time, that I made use of my Waitrose card, even though, now I think about it, it isn't actually my Waitrose. Since I already said it belongs to the employees and I don't work there, the card should really say your Waitrose when I show it to the checkout person. But let us not get distracted. I have come home. I am considering my future meal. Because I often consider future meals, unless I've been for some reason poisoned and spend time considering past ones. I receive an email. Emails are seldom good. Nowadays, they tend to come from robots who are intent on killing me, or Sarah Connor, or both, I forget. Did I mention there's a probably very irritating person who used to look up each Sarah Connor any time he went to a new town, and ring them pretending to be Arnie? I like the fact that somebody thought of doing that, but also hate him with a passion I will only surpass with what's about to happen when I open the email. How was your shopping experience? It asks. How was what, sorry? My shopping experience. I went to a supermarket, not fucking Harrods. Not that Harrods is that great, although I would recommend their cheese straws. And if you're not surprised by me recommending Harrods cheese straws, then, well, I don't know what to do for you. Shopping experience. But it doesn't stop there. As I scroll down my emails, I'm reminded that I haven't spent extra time reviewing a hotel, which I already paid to stay at. Furthermore, I'm asked how I feel about something I bought, didn't actually complain about, so presumably is okay, and sat on a bookshelf, where I'll probably give it to a charity shop in a few years. And it stops there, does it? Badonkadonk? No, of course it doesn't. Then I get an email asking how my delivery experience was. What do you mean the delivery experience? An item was delivered. It's binary. Well, tertiary, I guess, because as you'll know if you're a long-time listener, the post office excelled by lobbing a box of gin over my side gate one time. And don't ask me what Mrs. Mee calls that, because we'll get into some weird time warp and then I'll get back to England performing the time warp to counter the haka at rugby and I'll be trapped forever in previous rants. No, delivery experience. But at least it stops there, right? Damn you, world. Damn you in the name of all that's holy. How was your ordering experience? What was that? Well, who now? My ordering experience? If I'd known you were going to ask this, I wouldn't have completed it, that's for sure. I don't review things. I just don't. Unless you write a really good book, and then I might. Might mind. After I've read it through, not the delivery experience, the ordering experience, the opening the front cover experience, the smelling the packaging experience, the first time it sees you naked experience. Hang on, what? Back. Concentrate. No. Stop asking me to review everything. Because from here on in, I will not merely give you a negative review. I will strike you from my life. I realise this will end up with me bartering with people until I have to murder them for asking me to review the bartering experience and end up eating them, at which point I'll be asked to review their cold dead flesh, at which point I'll be asked to review how my breakdown experience was, after which I'll be asked to review the nice padded room with crayons I'll be placed in, and finally I shall be released to review how I think life went on a scale of 5 stars, and when I take an axe to St. Peter at the pearly gates, I shall be sent to the fiery pits of hell, which I will give no stars. I know you can't, but it's hell and I'm going to mess with them. They can't make me review them. They can burn me for all eternity, but I am powered by a force they cannot equal. annoyance.